this. That's all I know.
And of course, we can count on Ashley to keep him in check. She just might be the biggest Taylor Swift fan at the station.
They are champagne.
Shout out Taylor Swift.
Oh, give me a break.
It's hard to tell. They cover everything. Title Town, pro, college, and high school sports around South Central Wisconsin. Even if it's the Wisconsin Badgers, for better or worse.
Talk about how bad the Badgers are. Bring the sadness. Another year that they fail to meet the Sweet 16. Another year they don't get to a bowl. It's a disaster in Camp Randall.
Catch it all on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, Daily Dodge TV, and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Happy Monday, South Central Wisconsin, and a busy weekend it was as we had the opportunity to see the Bronx Bombers come to town and send them packing with three straight losses. And on top of that, we had a busy weekend out here from a Beaver Dam High School sports perspective as well. We had the Beaver Dam softball slamboree and ending it in style. Emma Jolka, we'll make sure that you get to see that on our top three plays of the week coming up in just a short little while. Milwaukee Bucks looking like Giannis could finally, we could see a resolution, whatever that could mean, before the actual NBA draft is now. We know where everybody will be picking. But before we get to all that, Ashley, a busy weekend. I hope yours was as eventful and as fun as it seems to be for the rest of the Wisconsin area.
Oh, it was fun, if you can tell by my voice. I had one heck of a weekend, Walter.
Well, you know what? It's fitting for you. You get the gravel voice, and then tomorrow you're back at the place, the friendly confines for you, Ashley, is we'll hopefully have you back on the show after yet another adventure to the dentist's office. So
I'm telling you, I am totally asking them to, like, come endorse me or something.
You are basically keeping the lights on with how often you've been there for the last couple months. I expect an endorsement before long.
I know. It was like 3 weeks. It was a couple breaks in between, and I think they probably missed me. I think I'm gonna walk in and they're gonna be like, she's back.
Well, you know who we missed here, Ashley, last week is he got a little bit of some R&R. At least that's what I'm hoping it was, is we now welcome to the show the great Gabe Neitzel. And you can hear Gabe on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy from 7 a.m. until 9 on ESPN Milwaukee and the ESPN Milwaukee YouTube page. We didn't get to say it before, but I hope you got a good home game, Gabe, or perhaps a little bit of some R&R. How are you doing after a little sabbatical from the damn sports show for a week?
Yeah, you know, it was a good week. I was in Florida for a full week playing a bunch of golf with some pals. So it was a good time. I enjoyed myself.
Well, good. We're glad that you got to enjoy yourself a little bit. Did you do anything special for Mother's Day? Anything over at the Neitzel Estate?
I was up in the Dodge County area yesterday. So, yeah, I went up to Oricon, had some dinner with Mom, Dad, got to see Grandma. I got to see the whole family up there yesterday for Mother's Day.
Well, good. I'm hoping that you guys had some Brewers baseball on, as we have a very exciting... Anytime you get to sweep the New York Yankees, I feel like it's cause for celebration, just from a feeling good, looking in the mirror kind of a perspective. But an eventful three-game series it was, Gabe. And I want to start off with the Miz, because I feel like we're watching, not only with the Miz, but with a couple guys on this Brewers team, him coming into his own right now and the team being able to depend on him against a lineup like you saw with the New York Yankees, are we just scratching the surface? How good can Miz be for a team that does have goals playing well into October?
Yeah, what I'm going to take away from this, and I want to shout out Jen Latta, who, my co-host this morning, said that this was probably one of the best, if not the best, Brewers series of the past year at American Family Field. You got to sweep the Yankees. But, again, the Brewers went 6-0 against the Dodgers last year. We know baseball regular season, yeah, you're going to ride the roller coaster a little bit. You're going to have your ups and downs. But what I think we could remember this weekend for is a couple of guys taking a next step towards that stardom, maybe even superstardom in Major League Baseball. And it started with the Miz on Friday night. It was fantastic. It may have been his best performance as a Brewer, which is, I mean, I know it's a small sample size, gang, but he's had some pretty electric outings. And to have Aaron Judge, who is one of the preeminent players of this generation, a surefire Hall of Famer, talking about the electricness of the fastball and how he's never seen anything like that. Obviously, that's huge for the Miz. He leads all of baseball in strikeouts. I saw, again, we're eight starts into the season, so we'll see what ultimately happens and what the Brewers do if they're skipping rotation starts and doing that sort of thing. But he's on pace for 298 strikeouts. It's not out of the realm of possibility if he stays healthy that he could get to 300 strikeouts, which is not something we see all that often in Major League Baseball in 2026. Mm-hmm. And then the series ends with Bryce Tarang, somebody else who earlier in the series had his praises sung by Aaron Judge, teammates on Team USA, and Judge, you know, talking about the fondness that he had of Tarang and playing with Tarang and how he was hoping that Bryce wouldn't come up in big situations or with runners on base because he always seemed to come through for Team USA in the World Baseball Classic. And then he certainly came through in a big way to walk it off, wearing that number two 20 years after Bill Hall was wearing that number two and walked it off inside the stadium here in Milwaukee. So I think both of those guys are the young players that are ascending that are going to, and again, the Brewers probably not going to win 97 games the way they did a year ago because they had the team strength of 14 games in a row. But if they're going to be a better team, a more consistent team, one that we think that they can potentially win the NLCS, go to a World Series, it's about guys taking next steps. And those were two that very well could have taken those next steps against the Yankees this weekend.
Ooh, I wanted to ask a follow-up, too, on Bryce Tarang. I'm glad you brought him up because I remember going into the World Baseball Classic, as you talked about, everybody in that USA clubhouse was glowing about what Bryce Tarang is and what he can be. And when you have another guy in Jackson Chourio in the lineup, having those two being able to play and really lean on each other, Bryce Tarang, when you look across the National League, who can he be? I feel like people imagine that he can be one of the better players. Can he be the face of the Milwaukee Brewers for the foreseeable future?
I mean, I don't know about foreseeable future because he's going to cost a lot of money. I don't know if the Brewers are going to necessarily spend that money to keep him around, but I certainly think that he can be, you know, a top player in the National League. I think he can be the starting second base. We already know he is one of the best defenders in all of baseball. He won the Platinum Glove 2 years ago, and he's just been able to take his offensive game to that next level. And, you know, he's top 10 in OPS right now in all of baseball. I saw Paul Hembekidis, the producer on Get Up for ESPN, used to be the co-host for Greeny when he was doing a show on ESPN Radio. Great baseball guy. Love Hembo. And he was tweeting about Bryce Tarang in his last 81 games and the ridiculous numbers that he's put up over basically the last half of the season. And you start extrapolating some of those numbers out, and you're talking about a guy hitting 30 home runs and driving over 100. And then you add the defense to that. Like, that's, I mean, we're talking about a guy like that being in the MVP type of conversation. If the Brewers remain relevant, if the Brewers, you know, have 90-plus wins, if the Brewers win the NL Central, he's going to be looked at. I think Bryce Tarang is one of the best players in the National League, and I'm glad you brought up Jackson Chourio because, oh, by the way, I think Jackson's still capable of taking his game to another level because he's just 22 years old. You know, like most guys his age are still in the minor leagues. He's got 2 years of Major League Baseball experience under his belt. He's come out like gangbusters. And I think the top of that Brewers lineup is as formidable as, especially once they get Christian Yelich back. And you've got a top four of Chourio, Tarang, Contreras, and Yelich. I mean, that's a really tough top four that you've got to deal with when the Brewers are at the plate.
This weekend, CC Sabathia was there, and he got his induction into the Brewers Wall of Honor. But there's been some controversy about that, about people thinking he only had 17 starts. It wasn't right. What's your thoughts on it all?
The only people that have an issue with it are the people that don't understand what those 17 games meant, that Amen. Don't understand what it was like. When literally, I mean, the 1982 team, and I love them. I did an event a couple of weeks ago with Jim Gantner, awesome guy, great stories. That team was so revered because, I mean, it was the only team. I mean, they got to the World Series. They got to Game 7 of the World Series. And then the Brewers didn't get to the playoffs again until that CC Sabathia season. Like, it had been such a long drought of the Brewers being in the playoffs, and CC Sabathia was, I understand there's an older school mentality that, you know, athletes, they are selfish and all these different things. Man, this guy did probably one of the selfless things. I don't think we're ever going to see it replicated because, A, pitchers are on much stricter pitch counts nowadays, and he was taking the ball every 3 days and throwing like nine innings. He was throwing, I mean, I want to say he had seven complete games out of those seven.
Yes, seven.
You know how outlandish that is? Seven in 17 starts? Making 17 starts in the second half, you know, even a little less than of a season after they acquired him in early July. I mean, what he did, putting that team on his back, leading a young team that had a lot of talent, that had Prince and Ryan Braun and Weeks and Hardy and Hart and all these young guys that would then go back to an NLCS in 2011, like, he kind of, like, taught them, you know, almost how to win at this level. Hey, this is what it takes. This is what you got to do to be a part of a team. And this dude, but he had a $100 million contract waiting for him on the other end, almost a $200 million contract, right? And for him to put the team on his back and do what he did and get them back to the playoffs for the first time since 1982, it revitalized an entire franchise. And Mark Attanasio talked about how, like, those 17 starts changed the culture in Brewers history. Think about that. Think about from the time the Brewers went from the you know, 1982 to 2007, and they hadn't gone to the playoffs at all. And now think of, you know, the last almost 20 years of Brewers baseball since then. And it's completely different. And it all starts with CC Sabathia setting that culture and having that culture continue to grow. So yes, it's only 17 starts. Yes, it's a half of a season, but it means so much to this franchise in this city. And like, again, if anybody's got a problem with it, they just didn't live it and they don't get it. And that's perfectly fine because that dude's a hero here. And I guarantee you, like, the Yankee fan base, he went and won a World Series for them. He is not as beloved for winning that World Series in New York as he is for those 17 games here in Milwaukee.
Well, and people forget, too, that in that stretch, first of all, he comes in. I think it might have been his first start in Milwaukee at that time at Miller Park. He goes yard. It was one of those, every person in baseball, I wasn't up here at that point. And it was still, CeCe's pitching today. We got to make sure we're watching the Brewers. And that was not something, how often have we been able to say that? It was a national story with CC Sabathia. Anybody, you're right, if you weren't a part of it, it was a genuine fever across the National League watching him pitch on 3 days rest repeatedly and going out there. Yeah. And you wonder, is this another day he's going to hit one 460 feet? Because he looked like that kind of a guy, even at the plate. I couldn't agree with you more, Gabe.
Cy Young votes. He pitched in the National League for half a season. He got Cy Young votes. He was on no-hitter watch just about every time he took the ball. He never got one. Should have gotten one. I know he brought that up.
Against my Pirates.
Yeah, against your Pirates. It should have been. They ruled it. He tried to field it with a bare hand. They called it a hit. He thinks it should have been an error. Unfortunately for him, it ends up just being a complete game one-hitter for him. But he was just, and again, the selflessness to have what he had on the line in the future. And he didn't even think twice. He didn't complain about it. He's just, hey, this is what this team needs. This is what I'm going to go do.
Well, it's not exactly like they retired his number either. Somehow I feel like that's gotten lost in this entire conversation. This was... Go ahead, Gabe.
There are three levels to it. There are three kind of levels to the Brewers. So they have the Wall of Honor, which he's a part of. They have the Walk of Fame, where if you take a walk around the stadium, they have in the cement, you know, a home plate with the player's signature, and that's even a higher honor than that. And then they have the retired numbers, which is an incredibly hard thing to do. You look up at all the names, you know, up there where the roof kind of splits when they're opening it at AmFam Field, and every last one of the names up there are Hall of Famers. So that's a really tough thing to, you know, that's a really tough bar to kind of get to. And yes, they did retire CC's 52, but I'll tell you what, Wally, if they wanted to, I'd go to the ballpark and celebrate CC all over again.
Well said. I absolutely agree with that sentiment all the way through. And we only have a couple minutes, so I want to ask somebody else who eventually is going to have their number retired in Milwaukee, and it's Giannis. And it sounds like we finally might be at that point where this next 6 weeks is going to determine a lot for the future. And it feels like the trade is inevitable at this point. I wanted just to get your thoughts at this point, letting it get to this level, getting to this point. What should Bucks fans expect? What should a return be? Is there any shot of a resolution still? Where do you sit, Gabe?
I mean, I guess there's still the long shot of a resolution. I guess the way I kind of interpret it is obviously there has been a lot of trust that has been lost. And I can't help but think of it. Giannis had a really good relationship with Lazarie and Edens. Lazarie ends up selling his portion of the team to the Haslams, to Jimmy and Dee. And Jimmy was present last week and said what he said about hoping to have a resolution before the draft. And then we had the lottery yesterday. And I don't want to say that the trust has been lost, but I just don't think that the trust has been formed. Like, Jimmy Haslam hasn't been here long enough between Giannis and Jimmy Haslam, who seemingly is having more and more power, right? He's more present. The new president of the organization came from, you know, a team that he is a part of and you know, part of the Haslam team, and he comes here now to run the Bucks on the business side of things. So I think Haslam has more and more of a say in what's going on in the day-to-day operations of the Bucks. And there has been some trust lost with the way the things were handled with Giannis and his health at the end of the season. And I just don't know how that trust is repaired by the draft. Like, the draft is 5 or 6 weeks away. You know, it's in late June. And, the Bucks are going to have really an opportunity to make big moves to convince Giannis to stick around and go, hey, Giannis, you can trust us. We can do these things. And then the Bucks, because he can't sign that until October, they would have to trust that he's going to sign in October if they make these big moves. It just doesn't seem like the timing of this is ultimately going to work out. And there's enough time for the trust to form as far as what fans can expect in terms of a haul in return. That remains to be seen. If you're somebody who, like me, doesn't want Giannis to be traded but thinks he probably will be, you're hoping that maybe the Bucks will take a big leap, or maybe, you know, one of the other teams that were rumored to be interested in him at the trade deadline, Golden State, Miami, they could get lucky and bump up in the lottery, but ultimately they did not. It's hard to say right now what that's going to look like and the offers are going to look like, just because you got to wait and see. I think there are a couple of teams that still could be interested in Giannis if they get bounced here soon from the postseason. So I think it's hard at this point to say what those trade packages could potentially look like.
Well, we have a few weeks to figure it out, and I know we'll be talking about it with you, Gabe. But thank you, as always, for joining us today. Excited to talk some more Brewers, and who knows, maybe we get a resolution from the Giannis sweepstakes here over the next few weeks. But, Gabe, thanks for the time, and glad that we got you back from golf for a little while.
I'm excited to be back. Can't wait to talk to you guys next week.
You're the man, Gabe. All right, well, we're going to step aside for a short break, and when we come back, we'll be joined on the phone again, but for a different purpose, is we will continue golf talk, as we have David Brandenburg from Rolling Meadows Golf Course joining us in just a few moments, and then we are going to be continuing our Giannis talk, where we think he could be if he has a shot to be back here in Milwaukee. We'll find out. We'll keep talking about that right on the other side of the break with more of the Dam Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV.
Brew Crew Tuesdays are back on May 12th.
Ontario sends it deep to left, and there she goes!
Catch the Brewers on local TV as they play the San Diego Padres.
Yelich launches one deep right center field. Forget about it. Oh, my goodness, third deck.
Brew Crew Tuesdays are presented by Construction Business Group. Tune in May 12th at 6:40 on Fox 6 in Milwaukee, or check your local listings to watch the game.
It happens without warning. And when it's a truck crash, everything changes. Call Gruber Law Offices and let us protect your rights. We've got the knowledge, skills, and resources to win. One call, that's all.
This week's Mid-State Equipment FFA Student of the Week is Alexander Lukey of Columbus High School. His SAE project was beef entrepreneurship. Alexander has participated in state convention, national convention, CDEs, LDEs, and FFA Day on the Hill. His plans after graduation are to attend St. Cloud State University, studying land surveying and map sciences. Congratulations to Alexander Lukey of Columbus. He's this week's Mid-State Equipment WBEV FFA Student of the Week.
Adopting a teen was more fulfilling and rewarding than we ever thought it would be. We just kind of knew from the beginning that we were family.
Visit AdoptUSKids.org to learn more. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Join me, Rich Eisen, weekdays from noon to 2. Now back to the Dam Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
If you are looking for a one-stop shop for all things sports cards, head on over to Real Sports Cards in Waupun or check out their app. Whether you're into sports cards or Pokemon, Real Sports Cards has you covered. With live break streaming right there on the app, you can grab individual cards on the go, be a part of a group, and watch for your favorite players and teams as the packs get open. Go to the Apple or Google Play Store today. Look for the orange logo and take your collection to the next level with Real Sports Cards. Your local resource for all things sports cards, Pokemon cards, and more. Coming off a beautiful weather weekend where we got to go out and watch a lot of softball. And a lot of people out there got to hit the links, celebrate mom in style. And let's welcome onto the show now David Brandenburg, the Rolling Meadows Golf Course Manager. And David, how was Mother's Day weekend over in your neck of the woods?
It was good. I mean, sometimes there's a little cool breeze with the clouds, but overall,
hey,
very good. We gave moms free golf, so they were happy.
Oh, sweet. So moms got to go out there and play free yesterday.
They sure did. All ladies did for Mother's Day, yep.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, see, I'm going to have to start pestering you ahead of holidays and figure out then going forward. And we're only a couple weekends away from another holiday weekend for Memorial Day coming up. How can people find you if they're not familiar with where Rolling Meadows is?
Just rollingmeadowsgolfcourse.com is the easiest way to find us. Make your tee times online, nice and easy. See all our prices, all our events. All a one-stop shop.
One-stop shop is always easy for me. It makes life so much simpler. And for people that haven't had us on while we've had you on in the past, Rolling Meadows, it's not just 18 holes. You're talking about you can get up to 27. Do you have a different skill level for the three different courses that you have there? How would you recommend going and playing over there?
All three nines work for any skill level. You just pick the right set of tees so you have the right distance is the main thing for people. So you don't have to carry too far if you're a beginner or even an older player that just doesn't hit the ball that far anymore. But we have five sets of tees, so you can really pick the one that works for your game.
Well, that's simple enough, too. And for people that, when they finish their round, you want to throw on the Milwaukee Brewers or you want to go get a cold beverage, what's the clubhouse looking like? Well, what can people expect when they get out there on an afternoon?
It's a nice casual atmosphere. We've got a great menu with burgers and brats, hot dogs, chicken sandwiches, anything you probably want. We have brew pub pizzas. Just a good place to relax, enjoy a cold one, and talk to your friends and watch the game.
When we have our brat fries coming around, you mentioned brats. How are you dolling yours up? What are we throwing on there?
For me, it's onions, yeah.
Just onions? You're not throwing any condiments, nothing like that? Just onion it up?
Onion and mustard, yeah. Spicy, if possible, yeah.
Oh, you're throwing the spicy mustard at it. Hey, that's what I'm talking about, David. But, cool. So we can go online and we can set up a tee time there. How far in advance do people really want to make sure that they're getting these reservations put in?
If you want a special day, 2 weeks in advance is when we take them.
Oh, nice.
So if we wait until 4 days out, but we recommend making them 2 weeks out if you know what you're going to be doing.
Oh, so yeah, this is the perfect time. You know, Memorial Day, it's 2 weeks from now. If you want to make sure that you're getting the time you want, they can go out there now and they can make sure they're all dolled up.
They sure can, yeah. That's what we recommend.
Well, David, we appreciate the time as always. Hopefully here, weather seems like we're done. We're finally at that point. I imagine the course over there is in full summer bloom at this point, huh?
Oh, it's a beautiful shape. The trees are blooming. There's leaves everywhere. It's just a great time of year to play golf.
I love to hear. Well, David, we'll be seeing you out there very soon, and we'll catch up with you a little bit more next Monday. As hopefully we're fully into that summer, and we're only a week out from Memorial Day.
Awesome. I appreciate it.
Hey, absolutely. We appreciate you, David. And with that, Dobes, we know. We keep saying it, but we've kind of been slacking on our game so far this year. I want to put pen to paper right now. Before Memorial Day, are we going to be able to get out there and get at least 9 holes in?
Of course.
All right. That's pen to paper? That's a for sure?
Yeah, I was golfing yesterday. I love golf.
Well, and you sounded like you actually played well yesterday, too.
I played great. I don't know what it was.
Well, what is playing great for you?
I hit my balls, like, very straight.
Just hit it straight. You're good to go?
Yeah. I only hit one in the water, though. But it's not my fault. The course I was on, it was like the tee box is right there, and then the water's right next to it. So, in my defense.
Sounds like user error.
It was not user error. It was, I don't know.
Perhaps
one of those
user
days.
Error. Yeah. Well, we hear it in the voice. And I want to put your voice to the test here.
Uh-oh.
Giannis.
Yeah.
That has been the discussion point, I feel like, all weekend, is we're finally at that where Gabe kind of alluded to it. There seems to have been maybe not even a trust breakdown, more as a lack of trust built between the two sides. When we look at the NBA draft about 6 weeks out, is Giannis still going to be in Bucks green, or is he going to be donning some other uniform around the league?
No, who knows? Yeah, probably. He's probably still going to be – in 6 weeks, it's going to be more talk about Giannis's future.
Oh, so you're still holding out hope.
No, I'm not. I am so sick of this. I don't care what Giannis does anymore.
Really? So you're talking about the best player in franchise history,
yeah,
and you're already willing to just say I'm tired, I'm exhausted.
It's all the time. Like, it's just, here's the thing. I think that Giannis wants to win championships, and right now it's going to be a couple years of rebuilding for the Bucks. Go get another guy. Get something that you can use and rebuild with. Does it suck that Giannis is going to leave? Yeah, of course. Again, like you just said, he was the best player in franchise history. But it's clear, like Gabe said too, the trust has been not broken, but not there. He's not happy. He wants to win championships, and he can't with the current Bucks roster. It's just one of those things where it's kind of the inevitable now.
Well, and the problem is, too, is with the Bucks, the ammunition to form a championship kind of team in the immediate future, it's not feasible. It's
exactly
not going to happen.
Exactly. So why are we beating around the bush? If Giannis wants to leave, give him that and get the capital from him. Rebuild.
Do you think the capital's still going? My only concern, it has been since even going back to the trade deadline in the season, is that you're going to lose another playoff run with Giannis. You're going to have less control for whatever team it is that's going to acquire him. Naturally, that drives the price down.
Yeah.
So, like, at what point is it, I want to get something in return, but you have to make sure you're getting a fair trade. Otherwise, you're just moving off a piece, and it's going to be one of those moves you're talking about for 20 years. You let Giannis go for, who knows, a couple first, a couple players that didn't work out. You just don't want to come out with egg on your face, and I wonder if the organization's going to be too prideful if they don't get a worthy offer, at least in their eyes, that they would be willing to say, we're going to drag this out, we're going to make everybody miserable until we get what we want.
Yeah, that's actually a good point. I didn't really think about that. But, you have to – I'm just tired of the beating around the bush.
He's it feels like it's happening.
It feels like it's been going on for what, like 6 months now? Like, he's either, and this is, maybe this is unpopular opinion, but I feel like when there's trade talks, and granted the season's over right now, but it just doesn't feel like then you're playing like 100%. And Giannis had so many injuries this past year.
Several years.
Yeah, it just felt like Giannis was never 100% there. And granted, it's kind of hard to be there when your team goes 32-50.
hard to come back anyways. The only reason he, there's no like confirmed, but the reason why he wants to come back at the end of the year is he wants to play with his brothers. And we've heard for years and years, at some point he does have aspirations to play in Greece, to play with the entire group, the entire family. And that's not going to happen in the NBA. And the closest it seemed like he ever was going to get was in a Bucks season that went to hell and there was nothing to play for.
Yeah.
And you understand from a team perspective, we can't afford you to go out there and risk a massive injury that could summit and floor his value.
Yeah.
Then they get even less for him. This is, to me, you almost as a Bucks fan, you start looking around. And it's, I think Gabe was alluding to it. I wish I had more time to pester him because he says there's certain teams that if they lose now in the postseason, you could expect them to be back in the mix. And the one that jumped out to me is the Cleveland Cavaliers. Because if the Cavs fall short once again, they're going to be stuck in a situation where they have to figure out, do we keep banging our head against the wall, running the same core back, trying to win a championship? Or you have two, it's the two paths. You're in Candyland.
Yeah.
You're playing chutes and ladders, and you got to hope it's the ladder, not the chute.
Yeah.
Because if they go and decide, hey, we're going to give a big swing, one final swoop with Donovan Mitchell and try to get it done, who knows if James Harden will even be in the mix at that point. We want to take one more shot. Or you might have teams say, hey, this isn't going to happen no matter who we bring in. And then you lose another team from the mix if the Cavs go on a rebuild. This next few weeks in the NBA playoffs indirectly have a huge indication, a huge, I think, pivot point of what the Bucks might ultimately be able to ask.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to get anything out of the Giannis talk until for a while.
Was that the phone?
Yeah, did you hear that too?
All right, cool. It wasn't me. I thought that my phone might be ringing here. We're okay.
No, I don't know where that just came from.
Well, we're going to step aside. We're going to try to figure that out. And once we come back, I'm excited too because we have the Beaver Dam Softball Slamboree that just wrapped up and we had a couple fantastic performances from the Golden Beavers in that. And a baseball team that has got a week ahead of them that could determine whether or not they're playing for a conference championship in a week's time. We'll dive into all that and top three plays when we come back with more of the Dam Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV.
This is Beaver Dam High School girls volleyball coach Summer Salatel. You're listening to 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Partner your business with the most famous four letters in sports, ESPN. For more information, click on the Contact Us tab at DailyDodge.com.
From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell. The FBI is reportedly investigating how Wisconsin handled the 2020 presidential election. Similar probes are underway in Democratic areas around the country. A man faces charges after a fatal shooting on Friday afternoon near Baraboo. Several witnesses saw a man pulling a woman from a vehicle at Pewitt's Nest Nature Preserve and shooting her several times. Watertown Regional Medical Center is teaming up with a Wisconsin company called Emergency Medicine Specialists to staff its emergency room. The hospital says it brings in more experienced emergency doctors. High fuel costs are hurting Wisconsin farmers. Dane County farmer Darren Kittleson says the price of diesel has climbed to 75% since the U.S. went to war with Iran. The Columbus School District will spend the last $1 million of the $30 million voters approved in 2020 on capital improvement projects. From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell.
Your home for Beaver Dam High School Golden Beaver Athletics is Daily Dodge TV and 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Are you aware of who's making your healthcare decisions? Hi, this is Dr. Adam Forster with Columbus Family Dental. Healthcare is a very personal thing that requires careful thought and planning. These choices should be made by you and your doctor, not an administrator or an insurance company. At Columbus Family Dental, we're a local, doctor-owned clinic, which allows us to put your health and well-being first. Call us today at 623-5559 to schedule a free, no-pressure consultation to see if we're the right fit for you.
This deer season, John Deere wants to give you the home field advantage. We're bringing you the best offers of the season, whether that's cash off on select new machines or a shot at the ultimate Major League Baseball prize package. Because right now, you can enter for a chance to win an MLB All-Star experience for you and three friends, complete with travel and lodging for All-Star Week this July. Deer season is going on now through June 3rd. Visit johndeere.com/deerseason to enter and view the offers and complete contest rules. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Evan Cohen here. PayPal is now the official peer-to-peer payment sponsor of the NFL. Which means all the money moments that fandom creates, whether splitting tailgate costs or chipping in on tickets and game day food between friends, are covered. Wherever the game is played or watched, PayPal moves with fans. You can send money through text, email, or directly to your friends with eligible accounts on Venmo. Just download the PayPal app and share all the moments that matter. Account with PayPal is required, not available in all regions where PayPal operates.
For continued coverage of your local high school and pro sports teams, spend the weekday 4 o'clock hours with The Dam Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun.
Welcome back to The Dam Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV. We had to throw Sandstorm in there third, and you might be like, why? What is he talking about? The Beaver Dam Softball Slamboree was on Saturday, and we had four games on Daily Dodge TV, including the last two being played with the Beaver Dam Golden Beavers on their own diamond. And twice, Brett Huff played that song. And in both instances, you got a massive game, a winner, in both games right after the song. So it's starting to build up a little bit of juice here in the local area. But with that, we're so excited, too. We get to unveil, once again, our top three plays of the week for the first time here in a little while. Without further ado, Ashley Dobrzynski, here is this week's top three plays of the week. Your top three high school plays of the week.
Number three.
We are in the fifth inning, and Kendall Fakes represents what could be the winning run. And that might do it. She gets under it, and it's going to drift. It's going, gone. A grand salami for Kendall Fakes wraps this one up. Home run game from Kendall Fakes.
Number two.
Runners getting their lead. Now the pitch. Swung on, hit in the air, a little looper into right center. Drops for a hit, and it's going to go all the way to the wall. One run is in. They're going to wave Blank around. He's going to score. It's a two-run double off the bat of Ashton Seifert. And Beaver Dam has taken a 4-2 lead over Wanakee here in the bottom of the fifth inning.
Number one.
This is hit. That's way deep. It's gone! Emma Julka! A bomb to center field, and the Golden Beavers have a one-run lead in the seventh inning. Sandstorm strikes again. And Sandstorm did strike again as Emma Julka down 3-2 in the seventh inning. A unique situation with it being a tournament in the Slamboree over there. They were technically the road team. So even though she did put them up in the seventh inning, it wasn't a walk-off home run. Emma Julka, though, opportunity. Ashley, this was a 3-0 game about halfway through, and the Golden Beavers did what they do best. They scratch a couple across, and you get into that all-important last inning, and you're worried that you're going to have to go home with a split after winning the earlier game against Oconomowoc. Emma Julka hit a bomb, and I mean a bomb, to center field. And you get to get a series sweep and go out with the Slamboree in fashion.
Wally, I just realized why you said Sandstorm on the broadcast, because of the song.
Yes, the song.
And I thought you had a new nickname for Emma Julka, and I was like, I don't get it.
No, if anything, you'd almost have to go the other way, because Kendall Fakes is going to be the South Carolina Gamecock, who a lot of people, if you aren't a college football fan, there's like certain songs that different universities almost own, best way I can say it. Sandstorm starts in the pregame for South Carolina, and the stands physically shake.
That's awesome.
And then she goes and hits a walk-off home run in the first game for it. That was her second home run of the game. You said you hit a couple home runs in high school, didn't you?
I hit two.
What does that even feel like? I never had power. I was a weak, wimpy hitter.
I hit a grand slam, and I hit just a solo shot. The solo shot, I knew. When I came off my bat, I was like, that is a damn good hit. And it was, obviously. Dead center. It was against Brookfield East, our rival. That was pretty cool. The grand slam was also against Brookfield East. That one felt like it had a chance, but it did not feel as good as a solo shot. But it went over. So that was pretty cool. But yeah, it was the same game. And then I didn't.
You had a two home run game?
Yep, and then never hit another home run.
Did you beat Brookfield East?
Yes.
Okay, so you're just a rivalry hunter out here.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, and then, I'm only 5 foot, so like my power, I was a really good single and double.
Yeah, hitter. Slap hitter.
No, I didn't slap.
Okay, banjo hitter.
I did not slap. I preferred.
Hands up. I backed off. Didn't mean to call you a slap hitter here.
Well, it's not like offensive, but then people would think I was fast. I was fast. Not anymore.
Were you quick? Quick, more than fast. Well, what was the 40 time back in your day?
I don't remember. I was like 3 seconds to first base or something.
Might be an added thing if we ever get out there and practice with the track team.
No, I told you I'm not fast anymore. I was.
I still want to see it. I still want to know the total. Go around calling you like 8 second flat.
I was not 8 seconds.
If you say so. But Beaver Dam is in a position in baseball as well to be playing for a conference championship in just about a week's time. They have a non-conference game against West Bend West tonight. In just about 20 minutes' time, they'll be getting underway over there at the Beaver Dam Baseball Diamond. But then you have 4 straight conference games that all have meaning. You play Milton here tomorrow, and you'll have them on Friday. They're in tied for first place right now in the Badger Large. So you'd imagine both of those teams have at least a split on the mind to keep things going. They'll turn around Milton, and they'll play the Watertown Goslings next week, where meanwhile, Beaver Dam, at least when you look at the standings, feel like they have a matchup that they should feel good about against Oregon. But it all starts this week. 4 straight games in conference after tonight. You win 3 of them, you're guaranteeing your spot at least to share a conference, assuming that the loss is against Milton. But I tell you what, this was a team that once again, year in and year out, they're picked in the middle of the standings to go and come in 4th or 5th. And once again, this team, small ball, Beaver Dam baseball, laying the bunts down, just finding a way to get on base.
The Brewers move.
They've been the Brewers. It's what they live on, pitching. They live on good defense. They just have timely hitting. And tonight's a fun opportunity, too, because you'd imagine you don't see any of the big guns. You don't see the big arms because they don't want to be burned in this non-conference game. Tonight's almost a fun opportunity where you almost can treat it a little bit like a spring training game and just play people in different positions and kind of just get let's get everybody some at-bats. Let's get some work in before a very busy 2 weeks.
That was always the best part about non-conference games. Your starters get a little rest. You get to, see what works. Yeah.
Try a different spot. Try to put Ashley at like first base or something.
I played first base a couple times, actually.
You played everywhere, though. You were center field. You were third base. You played first. What's next? I'm half expected to hear backstop out of you.
When I was in U10, I was a catcher and a pitcher. But then I was never going to be a good pitcher because I was short.
Is that actually a thing in softball?
Yeah, because the longer the stride you have, the more power you get.
I didn't even think about that. I just kind of was like, you're probably a foot closer to the batter when you release the ball, too. So you take some of that distance away.
Yeah. Which is funny, we're actually talking about this. The Women's College World Series of Softball starts this week.
Who are we picking? That's something we probably won't have a ton of time to pick usually, but you've been dialed in. Every time anybody walks by Ashley Dobrzynski's office this time of year, you have a real shot of stumbling upon some SEC softball anyways.
That is not true.
I don't know. I feel like I've seen it before. You're going to have Kendall Fakes in South Carolina on there in a couple of years.
Yeah, probably. I think Nebraska has a pretty good chance of taking it all. That's where I want to win.
You're rooting for a fellow Big Ten school, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, they got a good team. Otherwise else, Oklahoma is a contender.
Every year.
I don't know why, but I don't want Texas to win.
You'd rather Oklahoma win their like 94th national title in like 10 years?
Yeah, I'm waiting for Kendall Wells to hit her 37th home run.
Yeah, she's still sitting on history, right? She's still tied right now?
Yep. I didn't know this either. There was a UCLA girl who's also sitting on history as well.
Well, what is she doing?
She either is 36 or she is 37.
So wait, there's two that are going to have a chance to set the record?
Yes, yes.
Oh, it's a little Sosa and McGuire 98 action going at you.
Yeah, isn't that fun?
Will anybody actually throw at these girls anymore? Because I've noticed all of a sudden...
No, probably not.
They're avoiding throwing and it makes you sick because they're walking her like four times a game.
Well, there's a bunch of, I guess, like controversy because UCLA has much shorter fences. And so people are like, well, of course.
Oh, they're hitting her with the New York Yankee. It's short porch. It's fake numbers.
Yep.
I'm rooting for history. Yeah, I'm rooting for history.
Same.
All right, we'll step aside for one final break today. When we come back, it's time to get into that confidential cabana. We'll tell you about what is on our mind this week, whether it's sports or whether it's not. That's next, here with more of the Dam Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV.
Here's a look at your weatherology forecast. Chance of thunderstorms tonight, otherwise partly cloudy skies. Lows level off around 37. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Storms likely tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 73. Cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 44. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. Right now, 60.
Spring cleaning isn't just for the house. Your HVAC system could use a tune-up too. JB Mechanical keeps your home comfortable all season long. Here's the forecast on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Attention sports fans. Whether you're chasing the hottest rookie card, that next big autographed sports card, or looking for expert card services, Real Sports Cards is here for you. For everything from sports to Pokemon cards, visit the store in downtown Waupun today. Go to the Apple Store or Google Play and download the Real Sports Cards app for all the live online card breaks. Watch, collect, and win from anywhere. Real Sports Cards, where every day is opening day.
We've got a huge high school baseball matchup on Daily Dodge TV Tuesday night as first place in the Badger Large Conference is on the line as league co-leaders Beaver Dam and Milton will square off at the BDHS Diamond. Coverage begins at 4:45 with the first pitch set for 5 o'clock. It's Beaver Dam and Milton Tuesday night high school baseball on Daily Dodge TV.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
My overall experience with Gruber Law Offices has been phenomenal.
The treatment was excellent.
They will be supportive of you. They will listen to you.
It was a great experience knowing that I had people to help me.
I know I could count on them to do what I needed to get done.
Experience with Gruber was great.
They gave me my life back.
It was amazing.
He gets results.
We know how to win. If you've been injured, call Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all.
Gruber Law Offices had my best interests at heart.
Get the looks you love from the brands you trust on sale now during the May Gold Tag Sale at Professional Floor Covering. Hi, this is Randy, owner of Professional Floor Covering. Let us help you upgrade your kitchen and save while you're doing it. From flooring to countertops, we've got everything you need. Choose from quartz, granite, laminate, cultured marble, and solid surface, all in a wide range of colors and styles. And right now, we'll give you a free measure, a free quote, and even a free sink with every countertop purchase. Plus, all flooring is on sale, including luxury vinyl, plank and tile, hardwood, and carpet. Every Abbey carpet comes with a 60-day quality assurance guarantee. We also have over 40 rolls of in-stock carpet. Don't miss the May Gold Tag Sale at Professional Floor Covering, 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam, or online at proflr.com.
The
The Damn Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun. Your favorite local sports teams, your favorite local sports hosts on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Welcome back to the Damn Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV. Wally Lukashinsky, Ashley Dobrzynski with you on this gorgeous Monday afternoon. And it's time to get cozy. It's time to get into the confidential cabana and talk a little bit about stuff that have got us, whether it's football, sports in general, or outside of that, something that we want to share right now on the confidential cabana. It has to stay in here, though. That's why it's confidential, Dobes.
Am I starting or are you?
I'll let you start. What are we feeling that we have to get off our chest today?
Walter, do you own an Apple Watch?
I have a Fitbit.
Okay. So I have an Apple Watch, and this thing keeps telling me to stand. And it drives me bonkers because today it has told me like 3 or 4 times, stand. You're almost there. Stand. So I stand. And it still won't like acknowledge it.
Are you getting short-shamed by your Apple Watch?
No, I just don't think it's reading it properly. And I hate it. It's like, it just sent me a notification. I think it's time to stand. I'm producing a show. Shut up.
Well, you should just get your stand on right now. It sounds like it's just trying to keep you healthy.
No, it's not. Because then, oh my God, this afternoon I stood and it did not,
So your big thing this week is that you're angry that your Apple Watch wants you to be healthy.
I'm angry my Apple Watch keeps buzzing and telling me what to do.
Here, I thought you were going to go on a root canal talk. Instead,
I'm actually very excited for this root canal because my teeth hurt. So,
well, so is this? Are we actually through the woods after this one? Because
no.
I feel like it's been a 3-month ordeal.
No, I still have a bad tooth in here.
So you're still going to have more to do after this?
Yes, after I get my root canal tomorrow, I have to wait for another like 3 or 4 months for this tooth up here to heal. Then they're going to install a rod. Then that has to heal. Then I can get an implant that'll screw on.
So you have one more. Is that it after this?
No,
one more?
I have so many. They need to fill cavities, I guess. I have really crappy teeth. I don't know. I'm done.
Yeah, and this is a genetic thing you're telling us, right?
Yeah, hopefully.
We're blaming genetics, we're not blaming...
That's the other thing I absolutely positively hate, is when you tell people, oh my God, yeah, my teeth suck. They look at you and go, do you not brush your teeth? No, I'm not unhygienic. I swear. Like, I swear I brush my teeth every morning, every night. I swear. And people are like, she's disgusting. I'm not. I promise.
I will say this. I'll come to your defense on this one because we have a couple. We'd smell check you. We'd tell you, hey,
yeah,
you got to get this figured out if it was bad enough.
Yeah. All and right. I promise I'm not unhygienic. I just have bad teeth, I guess.
Okay.
Wally, what's yours?
So you've already been privy to this information. Every now and then, Charlie Dern and I, we're both like history guys. We love to go down like a rabbit hole. It's usually war related, but for whatever reason, over the last weekend, I really decided to dig into Chernobyl. And I rewatched the HBO series. I watched that a few years ago, but I'm like,
how long is this series?
I believe it's either 5 or 6 episodes, if I'm not mistaken.
Like an hour each?
Right around there.
Wow.
It's worth the watch. It's a really, really compelling show. I would recommend you go and watch this. But the reason I bring this up is then I start going down this rabbit hole and I'm watching different Chernobyl documentaries. And it dawned on me, I grew up in Western Pennsylvania and our town was called Ohioville. But we were...
What?
Ohioville. Like Ohioville, Pennsylvania.
What is up with Pennsylvania and having other states as their names?
It's a thing though. I mean, you see it everywhere.
Yeah, no, really just in Pennsylvania. Like Indiana University of Pennsylvania. What?
We're not taking shots at IUP here.
I'm not taking shots. I'm saying, why does Pennsylvania have their sit names?
Indiana, Pennsylvania, also the birthplace of the all-time legend Jimmy Stewart, by the way.
And Ohioville, apparently.
Ohioville makes sense. It was on the border of Ohio and Pennsylvania, so naturally you got Ohioville. But the reason I bring this up is that we were like a sister town, I guess you would call, with Midland, Pennsylvania. And Midland was a stone's throw. Like, I'm talking 3-minute drive down the hill.
Stone's throw?
A stone's throw. That's how close you were to this other town. You could throw a stone into it. Okay. That's how close.
Okay.
Midland, Pennsylvania has nuclear power plants. So I grew up not realizing, all of a sudden, I'm texting you and Charlie yesterday with all these moments that are making so much more clarity, and things have come to my mind. Because I grew up, my family moved to this place less than 8 years after the Chernobyl disaster at the nuclear power plant.
What was the disaster?
They were being morons out there in Russia, in the motherland. But they were having what's the word I'm looking for?
I have no idea.
Yeah, it's in Russia at that point. Now it's like right where Ukraine is too. But they had this meltdown because they had bad safety protocol. Something went wrong with the equipment when they went through certain safety check stuff. But this was something that was fresh on everybody's mind. My family moves to this area. We have iodine pills. And I never realized nobody else in the world just has iodine pills in case there's a radiation thing. And then I call my mom yesterday.
What was the iodine pills going to do?
Well, apparently it limits the radiation exposure that you can have if you're in a certain area. But the problem is that I call my mom and wishing her happy Mother's Day. Mom, it's so great to talk with you. I love you. Miss you so much. Quick question, because I'm learning about this Chernobyl stuff.
Okay.
And I'm asking her about these iodine pills, and she said, oh, it doesn't matter. We really didn't have them because we were inside 10 miles away. If something happened, we were just in trouble. We were doomed. We were just banking on everybody getting the nuclear codes right and knowing how to handle the nuclear power plant. And I could have had a meltdown happen right there the same way it happened in Chernobyl. And my parents were just like, don't worry about it. When your skin turns black and you lose your hair and you die in a week, it's just because we moved within 5 miles of this damn power plant.
What? Do you still live over there? Is it still a power plant?
So they still have it. I don't know if it's still used. I know that there's certain laws and things have changed with different type of nuclear power. But at least when I was there, they were still up there. They were still churning. They're still working. But they tell you, it's the safest form of energy out there as long as people do the right things. But naturally, I'm thinking about if things go wrong.
As long as you do the right things, yeah, okay. One thing wrong, you're screwed.
So now I'm just starting to wonder if I've been exposed to radiation and it's partly why I am who I am today.
It would make a lot of sense.
I don't know if I agree with that, but I... Weird vibes.
We could do studies.
I feel like I'd be scared to find out what it's telling you. I feel like I'm already a much of a disaster. I don't want to learn more.
Yeah. I mean, I could do them, and they wouldn't be up to code, but, you live and you learn.
We do live and learn. We live and learn about our past. We'll be back with the Damn Sports Show again, same time, same place tomorrow with another edition. Homer Hour's coming up next. Have a great night, everybody.
This SportsCenter update is brought to you by Silica for your home, serving Wisconsin homes for over 100 years. Whether it's up